Good morning.
大家早。
I hope you all had a good rest last night.
我希望你们昨天都休息得很好。
And that your rest is over until tonight.
然后今天晚上之后呢，你们就不再休息。
Some of you, I think you're doing pretty well right now. Let's keep it up.
我们的情况还不错，让我们继续努力。
I'm going to try something this morning that I've never tried.
今天早上我要尝试做一件我从来没有做过的事。
I'd like to have three services this morning.
今天早上我有三堂的聚会。
Very short services.
但是每一堂都很短。
So if you don't like the first one, stick around for the second one. It won't be too long.
如果你不喜欢第一堂的信息呢，忍耐一下，也许因为第二堂会更好，因为第一堂不会太久。
And if you don't enjoy the second service, you'll like the third one.
如果你不喜欢第二堂，我可以保证你会喜欢第三堂。
I'd like you to open your Bibles to Judges chapter 6.
让我们把圣经翻到士师记第六章。
I think that our talk is sometimes different from the way that we walk the Christian life.
在我们基督徒的生活里面，常常我们的说话跟我们的行为是不一样的。
We can be very good at saying things and not very good at doing things.
我们也许很会说，但是不会很会行出来。
It's easy for us to say yes to the Lord.
在我们口里说主啊，我愿意是容易。
But the real proof of our saying yes is in the life that we live.
但是真正的证明是不是真我们是真的愿意，那是在我们生活的行为里。
I suppose you were all here yesterday in the afternoon, and you remember that we were talking about the life of Gideon from Judges 6.
昨天下午我们谈到在士师记第六章基甸他的生活。
And although Gideon didn't feel himself able or capable, the Lord saw what he could make of Gideon if Gideon would yield himself to the Lord.
虽然基甸自己觉得是微小无用的，但是神在他身上看到他所能够做的事，只要基甸愿意顺服在他手里。
Gideon was seen by God as a mighty man of valor.
在神的眼中，他是大能的勇士。
As one who would be able to take on and defeat the Midianites.
是神能够用来拯救以色列家人从米甸人手里释放的。
If he would be willing to give himself to the Lord.
如果他愿意把自己让在神的手里。
And we had gotten to the place in chapter 6 where Gideon is willing to give himself to God in that way. He's willing to say yes. I believe that maybe all of us yesterday were willing or are willing to say yes to Jesus. But it's easy to say yes at a conference. When everybody around you is saying yes.It's easy to mouth the words and to make a commitment verbally to the Lord. But those commitments are going to be tested. We're going to have to prove by our lives that our words are valid.
And
in the 15th verse of Judges chapter 6,
在第六章十五节的地方,
Gideon asked the Lord if he would please stay there for a little while.
他在那里说, 你可不可以等一下?
It's at verse 17.
事实上在十七节说,
If I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really you talking to me. Please do not go away until I come back and bring my offering and set it before you.
在这里他讲到说我若在你眼前蒙恩求你给我一个证据使我知道与我说话的就是主求你不要离开这里等我归回将礼物带来供在你面前
Gideon wanted to prove to the Lord that he meant business
基甸要向神来证明我是很认真的
He wanted to bring an offering
他要把一个供物带回来
He wanted to give something to God or to the Lord
他要带一个礼物来献给他的神
Now, Gideon didn't have all the understanding that you and I have. He had no idea about Jesus and his sacrifice. That Jesus laid down his life and we can lay down our lives for Jesus. Gideon didn't know any of that. But what Gideon wanted to do was to give to the Lord that which cost him dearly.
但是呢，他愿意为神做的一件事呢，是要付很大代价的。
You remember we had said that the children of Israel were greatly impoverished.
记不记得我们早一点提到说，在那个时候以色列人是极其贫乏。
There was a tremendous famine in the land where Israel was.
全地充满了饥荒。
That's why Gideon was threshing wheat in the wine press.
那就是为什么基甸躲在酒座里面那里打大麦。
Food, food was a very precious commodity.
食物在那个时候是非常珍贵的。
I suppose more precious than money.
可能比金钱还要珍贵。
You could have all the money in the world, but if there's no food, you can't buy it.
你若有所有的财宝，但是你却没有食物，那是没有用的。
But what Gideon does,
在这里基甸所做的，
is he goes back to prepare a young goat and get an ephah of flour to make bread.
他跑回去预备了一只山羊羔，用一依法细面做了无酵饼。
He puts the meat into a basket and he has some broth in a pot.
And 他就把肉放在筐内，把汤盛在壶中。
And he brings them out to offer to the Lord.
带到神那里献给神。
That which to Gideon was very costly.
对基甸来说，那是非常要付代价的礼物。
And maybe the most precious things that he had was that goat and that ephah of flour.
也许他所拥有的白物中，这是最宝贵的两件事。
But he wanted to give to God that which cost him much.
但是呢，他愿意把这个要付很大代价的礼物来献给神。
You know, in Romans chapter 12, the Apostle Paul says, I beseech you, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
罗马书第十二章一节，保罗说，我用慈悲的神的慈悲劝你们，要将你们的身体献上，当作活祭。
That is, these vessels of ours, God wants them.
这是神所要的器皿。
That's what he died to purchase and to have.
主耶稣他来为我们舍命，就是要赎回这些。
And that's costly to us to give the Lord our lives.
但是要把我们的生命献给神，是这是很大的代价的。
We have our own ideas about what we want to do with our lives.
因为我们有我们自己的计划，知道我们生命要做什么。
Where we want to live.
我们要在哪里生活。
Where we want to work.
我们要在哪里工作。
We have it all planned out.
我们都计划好的。
We want the Lord to bless our plans.
至少我们要神来祝福这样的计划。
But what the Lord wants us to do is to give Him our lives.
但是神要我们做一件，就是把我的生命完全归给他。
And let His will be done in and through us.
好叫他的旨意借着我们能够成就。
Not Lord bless my life, but Lord here is my life.
不是说主啊祝福我的生命生活，而是说主啊。
Paul says, present your body as a living sacrifice.
保罗说将你的身体献上当作活祭。
In Romans 12, he said, that is your reasonable service.
因为这个是理所当然的。
Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed from the world.
他说不要效法这个世界，反而心意要更新而变化。
By the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
来查验什么是神善良纯全可耻喜悦的旨意。
In other words, give your bodies that you might be a sacrifice sanctified and meet for the Master's use.
换句话说，将我们的身体献上，当作活祭，求神洁净，好叫我们被分别为圣，合乎主的使用。
So when Gideon runs back to his little tent someplace and prepares all this,
所以基甸跑回他自己的帐篷，准备了这些礼物。
He's getting together something that really represents his all.
事实上，他带来礼物就代表他所拥有的。
There's a song that we sing sometimes, nothing less than full surrender.
在我们早期上我们曾经唱过一首诗歌全归主。
Nothing less than yielding all.
绝对不少于奉献我自己，完全奉献我自己。
The Lord requires that of us.
这是神所要的。
If he's going to take us in his hands as that lump of clay and make us what he wants us to be.
如果神能够得着我们像一团泥土造成他所要造成的。
We have to be willing to do more than say yes.
我们所要做的不是仅仅是口头上的答应。
We have to be willing to back up our verbal with our life commitment to Him.
我们必须用我们的生活行动来证明我们的口头承诺。
We have to be willing to give our all.
我们必须愿意把我们所有的归给他。
And so Gideon prepares all of this and then brings out to the Lord his sacrifice.
所以呢，基甸就回去准备了这些肉和无酵饼放在神的面前。
The angel of God says to him, take the meat and the unleavened bread and put them on this rock and pour out the broth.
使者吩咐他说将肉和无酵饼放在这个磐石上把汤倒出来。
That doesn't make very much sense.
这个不是很奇怪吗？
Here's a nice meal, an everything meal that Gideon has brought now to the Lord.
你看这么好的一餐，而且这是我所有拥有都给你了。
Here is that which cost Gideon dearly.
这是我付了很大的代价准备的礼物。
And the angel of the Lord says, okay, put it on the rock and pour the soup out on top of it.
但是神的使者说把这
This morning when I went to that cafeteria, I got my breakfast, like I think a lot of you probably did also. I just took a little bit from every one of those little places where you can take food. And when I was walking back to my place to sit, I thought, how am I going to eat all this? There was an awful lot of good stuff on that plate. Now, it would have been foolish for me to take all that and throw it in the garbage. Or dump it on somebody else's lap. I wanted to eat that. That's what's expected. Gideon expected that this angel of the Lord was going to take this offering and enjoy it. But the Lord says, no, I want you to take that offering, that costly offering that you brought, and just put it out on that rock and pour out that broth on top of it. In the book of Philippians, the Apostle Paul calls, or 2 Timothy, calls his life like a drink offering. An oblation that is just poured out before the Lord, an offering poured out before the Lord. And that's what our lives are to be. And when the Lord spoke to Gideon and told him to do that, the next phrase is very important in this story. It says, and Gideon did it. The Lord told him to do it, and Gideon did it. Gideon is beginning to become clay in the potter's hand. There's not a resistance in Gideon. There's not a question mark where he begins to deal with God and talk to him about it. The Lord speaks. And Gideon does. That's what full surrender is to the will of God. Full surrender to the will of God is that when God says through His Word, do it, you do it. You don't question it. You don't say, but I don't think I like it. But I don't understand why I need to do it. If He tells you to do it, do it. Mary told that to the disciples that were there in John chapter 2. There they were at a wedding feast in Cana. They had run out of wine in that feast. And Jesus was there. Mary said to those servants, whatever my son tells you to do, just do it. You never know what he might ask. It might be something out of the ordinary. It might be unexpected. I don't know what he might tell you to do. But whatever it is, do it. Don't ask questions. Don't have a committee meeting about it. We're good at those things. We'll ask everybody that we know until we find somebody else to help us to see it the way we think it should be. But just do what he tells you. That's yielding yourself and abandoning yourself to be clay in his hand. There Jesus told those servants to fill those water pots with water. That didn't make any sense. We don't want water, we want wine. But the amazing thing is they did it. And then Jesus said, and I want you to bear that water out, or that liquid that's in that pot, give it to the governor of the feast. And they just did it. And it was amazing, but somehow from the process of where they filled it up to when they bore it out, it turned from water to wine. But it all hinged on a very simple act of obedience to the Lord. Whatever he tells you to do, Gideon, what I'd like you to do is pour out on that rock, that broth, and put that food down on that rock. And so he does it. And as he does it, the angel of God takes the staff that he had and he touches that food. And fire flares from the rock and consumes the meat and consumes the bread. And then the angel of the Lord disappeared. We're going to bring our first meeting to a close. I stress and underscore, this is just the first meeting we're bringing to a close. But I'd like to ask you to search your own heart right now. Your life, your body, the members of your body. You know, Jesus calls us to this church we heard about last night. One church, one body, all having the privilege of belonging to Him, being clay in His hands. But you've got to be willing to go past, yes, yes, yes. Jesus told stories in the Bible about people that said yes, but never did it. Why do you say yes, 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 and don't do the things that I say? You draw nigh to me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. How is it with you this morning? Have you said yes? Have you said yes with your life? Does your all belong to Him? Have you surrendered your spirit and soul and body for the Master to possess? If you've left anything on the table that you haven't committed to Him, do it now. Let's just bow our heads right now. And let the Holy Spirit search your heart right now. And maybe you'd like to just in your own heart, the quietness of your own heart, say, Lord, I give you my all. Lord, I want you to take me just as I am. And I want you to make me what you want me to be. Jesus, I give myself to you. I give my life to you. I give my body to you. I give my all to you. Take me as I am. And make me what you want me to be in body and in soul and in spirit for your sake. As we give ourselves to Him, He receives us. I love that little song that says, just as I am without one plea. But Lord, your blood was shed for me. And you're the one that bid me to come to you. Lamb of God, I come. And Lord, just as I am, you receive me. You take this lump of clay, Lord. I'm willing to do your will. And I don't just say it with my mouth. I give my life to you. For your glory and for your honor. Amen. I trust you've done that. I trust that you've meant that with all your hearts. Let's begin a new meeting. I wish these things really would go this fast. Sometimes it takes a lot of time for us to work through these things in our experiences. Your commitment to yielding your all will be tested. You will have to make choices in the days and in the weeks to come. You'll have to remind yourself that I'm entirely His. The Lord goes on to deal with Gideon. And that's what I'd like to talk about in our second meeting. That same night that Gideon gave himself to the Lord in this way, you'd think, now I'm ready to go be a vessel sanctified and meet for the Master's use.
你想说,我已经被洁净了,成圣了,合乎主用了。
Slow down a little bit, not so fast.
不要这么急。
See, we're ready to go before we're really ready to go.
常常呢,我们已经准备,想要准备走,但是我们还没有完全准备好。
We think the process is finished long before it really is.
我们以为已经,一切预备的阶段已经结束,但是还没开始。
It's really never finished. We're always being worked on.
事实上,这个预备的过程永远不会结束的,因为我们是不断地被制作。
The Bible says we are His workmanship.
圣经说我们是神的杰作。
And He's always working in us to will and to do of His good pleasure.
所以他一直按照他自己的美好的旨意在制作我们。
And so Gideon's not ready to go fight the Midianites yet.
所以在这个时候,基甸还没有预备好要去打米甸。
He has said yes to the Lord.
他已经跟神说,我愿意。
He has committed his best to the Lord.
把他最好的已经献给神了。
The fire has fallen and consumed and accepted that sacrifice that Gideon brought.
我已经降下来,悦纳了他所奉献的。
What's stopping me now?
那现在还有什么拦阻基甸出去的呢?
But that very night, the Lord continues to deal with Gideon.
但是那一天晚上, 神还继续在基甸身上做预备的工作。
And the Lord said, Gideon, I want you to take a bull from your father's herd.
他说你去取你父亲的牛来。
And I want you to tear down those altars of Baal and cut down that Asherah pole beside it.
而且拆毁你父亲为巴利所筑的坛，砍下坛旁的木偶。
There were still some things in Gideon's home that weren't pleasing to the Lord.
所以很明显，在基甸的家中还有一些不讨神喜悦的情形。
There were still things that were unacceptable to God.
还在神认为不可接受的。
There were places where idolatry was still found.
因为他家中仍然有拜偶像的情势。
And to be a vessel unto honor, you can't have idols somewhere in the back of your heart. Our God is a holy God. His church is a glorious church. It doesn't have spots or wrinkles or any such thing. He washes it with His blood. But after that initial cleansing, He continues to sanctify. Back to 2 Timothy chapter 2, if any man will purge himself from the ignoble vessels, he'll become a vessel unto honor, sanctified.
就像在提后第二章所说,人若自洁,脱离卑贱的事,就必做贵重的器皿。
Brother Z said last night that we're called out from the world, separated from the world, and separated unto God.
昨天晚上,史弟兄对我们说,我们从世界被招出来,而且要招进,为了神的进入一个神特别荣耀的旨意里。
A people that are holy.
我们是神的圣民。
A people that are cleansed thoroughly.
我们已经完全得洁净。
Pure.
完全洁净的,
no part darkness.
清洁的,
walking in the light as He is in the light.
就像神一样,
you can't have idols in your backyard.
这样的人,
but nobody goes in my backyard. The Holy Spirit does. He sees in your backyard. Nobody else might know what goes on way down deep in your heart. If you hate your brother without a cause, you're a murderer. Oh, nobody knows that I hate that brother or I don't like that sister. Nobody sees that. The Holy Spirit does. If you look at a woman to lust after her, you've committed adultery in your heart.
Oh,
nobody knows what's going on in my mind. The Holy Spirit does. And He puts His finger on those things in our lives. Things that are displeasing to God. Where He would like us to destroy those works of the enemy. Those little places that we compromise with and settle for. Gideon, I want you to go back home now. And I want you to clear out all those Asherah poles and all those altars of Baal. I want you to break down every wicked thing, cast out every idol, break down every foe. I want you to come clean, Gideon, altogether, entirely clean. Oh, I don't know if I'm willing for that. I want to live with one foot in the church and one foot in the world. I've been trying now for a while to do that, and I think I've got it pretty well done. I want to be able to serve the Lord on Sunday. And on Monday, I want to be like the world and be with the others in the world. But of course, nobody on Sunday knows what I do on Monday. The Holy Spirit knows. God sees. He knows your heart. He knows what's in the backyard. He knows what nobody else knows. His eyes are as a flame of fire. And His word pierces and cuts and divides the very minutiae in our lives. He gets down to the very bottom of our heart. And He wants you to be altogether His. And He works on that lump of clay. You know, they tell me that potters, when they work on that lump of clay, every once in a while there's a bubble, an air bubble that's in the clay. That little air pocket has to come out. That's why they work the clay the way that they do. They fold it and they hit it and they fold it some more to get all those air bubbles out. Otherwise the vessel will have a mark on it. It will be a marred vessel. And He's looking to make vessels unto honor that are sanctified. And sometimes we're in His hands and we're doing what He wants us to do and we're altogether His. And He works on us, and He works on us. And then He comes across an air bubble. Just one little air bubble. Oh, look the other way, forget about it. But our master craftsman is so careful. He sent His only begotten Son so that He might make you clean and pure even as He is pure. He's not satisfied with anything, any blemish. And so He works and He works. And He gets those bubbles out because He wants to make a vessel unto honor. And that's what He does with me still. I gave my heart to the Lord when I was a little boy. And I've never killed anybody. At least not on purpose. I think some people have died in the meetings I preached in. The Lord in His gracious mercy revived them by the end. I've never been a drug addict or an alcoholic. And you know, you can get the idea, well, I'm pretty good. At least when I compare myself to them, I'm okay. But I found that the Holy Spirit is very careful. He knows what's going on in my backyard. In my own heart. Where nobody sees and nobody knows. And the Holy Spirit puts His finger on those things. And He says, Ernie, you've got to cut down that idol. You've got to get rid of that attitude. Just that thought. That's not pleasing to me. Are you willing? Are you willing to destroy every idol? Are you willing to break down every adversary? It's a costly proposition.
It's not a very
popular thing. So the Lord deals with Gideon about this. Break down those idols. And the wood that you gather from the Asherah pole that you cut down, make an altar to me and sacrifice that burnt offering to me right on that altar.
Verse 27,
no hesitation. Total obedience. So Gideon took 10 of his servants and did as the Lord told him. You begin to see a pattern in the molding of a vessel. It's one step of obedience after another. That's the life of a Christian. It's a life of obedience. Do you know that little chorus that says, trust and obey, for there's no other way? You can't trust and disobey. Or obey when you feel like it. And Gideon is showing us the way to become a vessel unto honor. It's a way of self-effacement. Denying yourself and taking up your cross to follow Him.
And
where He leads you, you follow. Implicitly. Totally. Without question or reservation. So Gideon goes by the cover of darkness at nighttime. And he cuts down that Asherah pole. Breaks down those altars. I would have liked to run the videotape on that. I don't know if they had news reporters out in those days or not. But I could just see, you know, this doesn't happen very casually. You don't take those things that are displeasing to the Lord and go like a feather. You don't go to the altar and say, pull down. You've got to use some diligence. Maybe a sledgehammer or two. And go whack that thing and get out of here. The kingdom of God suffereth violence. We're too easy on ourselves. Oh, I don't want to hurt myself. I don't know. If your right hand offends you, what did Jesus tell you to do with the thing? Put it in your pocket? No, Jesus said, cut it off. How about if your right eye offends you? What do you do with it? Close it so everybody thinks I'm winking at them. No, you don't close it. You pluck it out. It's better for you to go through life maimed in your body than to be thrown in hell because you've got an Asherah pole in your yard. The Apostle Paul put it another way. He said, I discipline my body. The Phillips translation says, I bruise my body black and blue. I keep my body under subjection. And when I feel like doing that, and I know it's displeasing to the Lord, I grab myself around the neck and I pull myself back. And I say, Lord, by your grace I will not. And your grace is sufficient for me. And your strength is made perfect in my weakness. And Lord, I can overcome that temptation. But Lord, I can do all things through you who strengthens me. So Lord, strengthen me with might by your Spirit in my inner being. That I might be your vessel unto such honor. Sanctified. And meet for the master's use. It's not easy. It takes some rolling up your sleeves sometimes. And saying no to the world and to the flesh and to the devil. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to be violent with yourself. Don't be violent with your brother or your sister. If their right eye offends you, don't pluck it out. If their right hand offends you, don't cut it off. We're very good at doing that with one another. I think he should do that. She should cut her long tongue off. He would be better. Yeah, we know what everybody else should do. But the first person the Lord would deal with is you. Don't turn a deaf ear to his dealings. Whom the Lord loves, he chastens. He gets after you. And no chastening for the present seems joyous. But afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Gideon goes at night time and he cuts down these poles and breaks down these altars. And in the morning the townspeople get up and they look over in that direction and they don't see the big tall pole anymore. You know, I come from New York City. And from not too many blocks from where we live, we used to be able to look up on the horizon and see the Twin Towers standing there. That, of course, was only until September 11th a few years ago. And I remember that Tuesday morning quite well. One of my brother-in-laws was in one of those buildings. Not my brother-in-law that's here, but his brother. And he got out okay and made it home all right and was safe. But I remember going home that day and seeing two towers. Smoke billowing out of them. I remember leaving my home a couple hours later and seeing one tower.
And
by the end of the day, we saw no towers. It was noticeable. Well, you couldn't help but see the smoke that was arising. But something was missing from the sky. The towers were gone. Something was missing from the sky in Gideon's backyard. Those towers were gone. Maybe something will be missing from your life. If you don't talk the way you used to talk, act the way you used to act, think the way you used to think, something's missing. And these other idol worshippers didn't like it. They didn't like it that the idols were gone from Gideon's yard. There are a lot of people that wouldn't like it that those idols are gone from your life. Oh, you mean you're not going to do with us on Monday what you usually do with us? You mean you're not going to laugh at our dirty jokes anymore? Oh, you would never tell the dirty jokes. You just laugh at them. Cut down that idol. There's nothing funny about it. Our Savior died to make us pure. And clean. Well, they looked in that yard and they saw there's no pole there anymore. There are no idols here anymore. And they asked each other, who did this?
他们彼此说,
who cut down that pole? Did you cut down that pole?
你把那个偶像砍下来的吗? 谁做的?
Did you?
你做的吗?
Did you?
你做的吗?
Who cut down those poles?
谁把那些偶像砍掉的?
Well, they carefully investigated the matter.
他们就仔细地来调查。
They got the FBI, the CIA.
他们有各样的单位去做这样的查访。
Who cut down the pole?
谁把偶像砍下来的?
Did Fandy cut down the pole?
Fandy是你吗?
No.
不是。
Who did?
那谁?
Well, they finally found that it was Gideon. Gideon, the son of Joash. He did it. He cut down the pole. The men of the town demanded of Joash, Gideon's father, to bring out your son. Your son must die. How dare your son cut down our idols? How dare he go against our tradition? How dare he leave the faith he was brought up in? He must die for this. He's broken down Baal's altar and he's cut down the Asherah pole beside it. Gideon's dad answered very wisely. He said, are you going to plead for Baal?
他说,你们要为巴利来争论吗?
Are you trying to save Baal?
你们要救巴利吗?
Well, let Baal fight for himself, huh?
让巴利自己为自己,
if he's big and so strong, let him take care of his own battles.
他既然这么刚强,这么伟大,
let's see. Whoever fights for him shall be put to death by the morning. If Baal is really a god, he can defend himself when somebody breaks down his altar.
他说谁为他争论,
so through the wisdom really of his dad, Gideon escapes with his life.
因着他父亲的智慧呢,
but he was willing to lay down his life. That's quite a cost and quite a price. Jesus said, if you're not willing to lose your life, that you can't be his disciple. Losing your life is much more than just a physical losing your life. It's dying to yourself every day and taking up your cross. And living for Jesus. Are you still with me? We'd like to bring the second meeting to a close. And I wish that it would be so quick. But we need to remind ourselves and take time over this matter. The psalmist prayed this way. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and see if there be any wicked way in me. You know, that's a good prayer to pray. Oh, you say, but I've been saved for 42 and a half years. God bless you. Congratulations. It's still a good prayer to pray. Search my heart, O God. Make it clean and pure, even as yours is clean and pure. I want to be sanctified. Truly sanctified. Spirit, soul, and body preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. So, Lord, I say yes to you. And I give my life to you. And I allow your sanctification to go on in my heart, in my mind, and in my soul. And Lord, if there be some wicked way in me, I'm willing to turn away from it. I'm willing to cut it down. No matter what others do, say, or think, I'm willing to take the way with the Lord's despised few. I'm willing to come out from among them and be separate and touch not the unclean thing. So that you may be my God. And that I may be your vessel. Are you with me on this? Have you come that far? It's a present, continuous, up-to-date experience. I cannot say 20 years ago I surrendered all and I gave my life and I consecrated it to Him and I knelt at the altar and I can't just go back 20 years ago. How is it today? Is it still all on the altar of sacrifice? Your heart does the Spirit still control today? Now, there are many of us here, perhaps, that could say yes. Yes, it's so in my life. He is my King and my Lord. I am obedient to what He tells me to do. I allow His blood to cleanse me and His Spirit to purge me. And I'm walking in the light as He is in the light. And I have precious and sweet fellowship and communion with Him day by day. I'm sure there are many of you like that. But maybe there are some of us that need help along this line. We're not vessels unto honor and we don't know why. This maybe is why. Maybe there's something in the yard that needs to be cut down. Would you allow Him to do that? No. Would you do that this morning? Lord, help me to say yes. And help me to do Your will. Let's begin our third meeting. This may be the longest one of the three. Although I don't think I'll be preaching the whole part. Because here's something that we all need every day. And I'd like to this morning come again and ask the Lord to do this for me. Maybe there'll be a couple of others of you that would like to do the same. You see, the Lord has been dealing with Gideon as He has. And now we read in verse 33 that these enemies of the people of God begin to gather themselves together. They're going to come out to fight against the children of Israel. But in verse 34, we read something quite unusual or different. We read that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon. Now, how could that be? Well, it could be because Gideon was yielded, surrendered, consecrated, and given to the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon and he blew his trumpet. That trumpet had not been heard very often in Israel in these days. That was a call to arms, a call to warfare. A call to do the battle. Now that the vessel is being prepared and sanctified, now we need to move ourselves to action. So he gets that kind of primitive, maybe a ram's horn. And he makes the
vroom.
You've heard those things sound, haven't you? Just kind of like a blast. It starts lower and it goes higher, like some of us sing. And all through the countryside, they hear that call. And although it's not a verbal call, it's understood. It's a call to action. And people come to action, and they come out of the woodwork, they come out of the hills, they come out of the valleys, and they all rally around Gideon. And he calls them from the different tribes. And he's got all these men out there with him. What a crew.
Wow, 好大一组.
Not really a trained army. Just a bunch of willing guys.
但是只是一群有愿意的人,
and Gideon looks at them all.
基甸看着这些人,
and I think he felt overwhelmed. And I think he thought, we're not going to win anything with this bunch.
好像只有这么点人,
oh, there are a lot of people here. We've got about 32,000 or so. But 32,000 is compared to what we're fighting against still isn't much. And maybe he was getting nervous. And maybe he looked at some of them, they looked like, you know, the rest of us. We're not going to win anything with these people. He had to be sure that God was with him. He had to be sure that God's anointing would rest upon him. Now the Lord had said that to Gideon already. I will be with you, I will fight for you, I will give you the victory. But Gideon wants to be sure, and in verse 36 he says or prays to the Lord. Lord, if you will save Israel by my hand as you have promised, I'm going to have to put you to the test now, Lord. I realize, Lord, that this is not by might, not by power, but it's only by your Spirit. Lord, I need you to be on my life. I need you in my life. I need your Spirit, Lord. Because without you, I can't go on. I can't do anything. I can't fight the battle, Lord. Oh, I'm an empty vessel poured out there like that bowl of broth dumped down that rock. And you've accepted that sacrifice. Thank you, Lord, that you have. Lord, I've got rid of the idols that were in my yard and I've cut them down and it was risky business, but Lord, you helped me and protected me, and Lord, I've done that. But Lord, I still don't feel ready. I still don't feel able. I'm in your hands and I'm yours. But Lord, I need your Spirit. I need your anointing. I need to know that you're with me. Not that I'm down here and you're up there in heaven, but Lord, I need you down here where I am. I need you to come unto this lump of clay and fill me. And so Gideon takes out a fleece. He says, Lord, I'm going to put this piece of wool on the threshing floor. And Lord, I'm going to go to bed tonight, and if I wake up in the morning and if there's dew on that fleece, and the ground all around the fleece is dry, then I'll know that you're with me. And I know then that by my hand you will save Israel, just as you have said. Yeah, I think again Gideon is identifying himself not now with the broth and with the meal that he prepared, but now with that fleece. It was as if Gideon were saying, Lord, here I am lying before you. And Lord, I need you to come and to soak me with the dew from heaven. The Lord had said to the children of Israel that he would be as the dew that came down on the grass at Mount Hermon. His presence, his spirit would come down on his people and rest upon them. You know, that morning dew is quite special. It just comes from no place, it seems. It doesn't make too much noise, not a sound at all. But the effects of it are so necessary. And they're very much felt on that ground. And Gideon says, I need that dew from heaven. The Bible says that he gets up. And in that next morning,
第二天早晨,
He squeezes that fleece and wrings out the dew, a bowl full of water.
他将羊毛挤一挤, 就从羊毛中引出满盆的露水。
Now, I can't prove this.
我是没有办法证明这件事的。
But I happen to believe
但是我相信,
that that bowl was the same bowl that Gideon had the soup in.
那个装这个, 露水的盆子, 就是他当初装汤的。
Now, it may not have been. It may have been a clean bowl.
也许不是, 也许是另外一个干净的盆子。
But I think that that poured out soup representing Gideon's poured out oblation
我相信那个倒出来的汤,
made way for that dew from heaven to fill that bowl.
所以他能够把自己倒出来, 预备了承接天上的甘露。
In other words, emptied that thou shouldest fill me.
意思就是说, 将我倒空, 好让主你来充满。
Sometimes the Lord can't fill us because we're too filled with our own soup. There's too much in there already. But when we're willing to be emptied, and Gideon was emptied, everything was gone. He was empty as a vessel is empty before God. So the dew from heaven would be able to settle on his life. He rings out a whole bowl full. Lord, just one more thing could I ask you? It's nice to know that you're with me and I needed that. It's good to know your presence and your spirit will anoint my life for this task that you've called me to. But Lord, I'm not in this all by myself. I'm not the only one going out to battle. I've got all these people, this motley crew surrounding me here. And Lord, I need to know that you're with them as you are with me. So Lord, tonight I'm going to put that fleece out again.
But
this time, Lord, when I wake up in the morning, let the fleece be dry and let the ground all around the fleece be all wet. And that night God did so. Only the fleece was dry and all the ground was covered with dew. So Gideon knew that God was with him because God's Spirit was anointing him, filling him, equipping him for the task, emptied that thou shouldest fill me. In the Psalms, David says, I shall be anointed with fresh oil. There's a fresh dew that falls from heaven every day. You could walk through the fields daily and come back with wet feet.
If you go
early enough in the morning. Because without being asked for it, the dew just descends every day.
没有人要求, 但是呢,
there's a fresh dew that falls.
新鲜的甘露,
so it is with the people of God.
同样,
you and I can be anointed day by day. A fresh anointing. A new manifestation of the presence of God in my life. We need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And we need a fresh, continual infilling day by day. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18, the Apostle Paul gives a command to the church in Ephesus. The command that he gives them is that they are to be filled with the Spirit. That in the original language is a continuous tense. Be being filled. Be continually filled. Live in the flow of the life of the Spirit of God that is manifest continually from heaven. Because Jesus has ascended. And he has sent the Comforter who is the Holy Spirit. He has sent his Holy Spirit to his church. Why? So that we can feel happy?
所以我们可以很高兴吗?
So that we can feel good about ourselves?
我们会陪你自觉得很开心吗?
So that we have something to do in our meetings to seek for someone or something in our lives?
所以我们可以在我们的生命,我们的聚会里寻找到什么吗?
We need and must be filled with the Spirit of God every day, every one of us.
每一个人必须每一天都被圣灵充满,
so that we may be useful for the Master.
所以我们才能够合乎主用,
sanctified and meet for His use and prepared unto every good work.
成为圣洁合乎主用,
today's a new day.
今天又是新的一天,
yesterday's blessings were good.
昨天的祝福是很好的,
thank God for the dew that settled over us by His presence yesterday.
谢谢主借着他的圣灵的同在所赐下的甘露,
but today He wants to manifest Himself. Today He wants to come to your heart, to your soul, and to your mind.
他今天还要进入你的心, 你的心思, 你的灵魂,
and as it's His and yielded to Him, He will come and cause fresh dew to rest and to fall. Oh, it would be my desire this morning, but I believe it would be His desire. That He would find a company of people here that are sanctified. And that are saturated. Just soaked. From head to toe. Just all wet. Not with water from jumping in the pool. But wet by the Holy Spirit that falls from heaven. So saturated and so soaked that as we read in John chapter 7, out of your innermost being, there'll be a flow of living water.
我们被浸透到一个程度, 就好像约翰福音第七章所说, 从你的腹中要流出活水的江河。
And that's what He spake of His Spirit.
这个就是他圣灵要做的事,
that those who believe should receive.
那信的人就要得着。
Do you believe?
你相信吗?
Have you received?
你得着了吗?
Is there a flow in?
有没有一个河流进来?
Is there a flow out?
有没有一个河流出去?
Are you just a little wet?
还是你只是稍微沾湿了一点,
a little damp.
有一点点潮湿而已,
maybe you toweled off.
Maybe, 也许你把它擦干了,
oh dear Lord, I pray that you would flood my soul.
Oh, 主啊, 我愿你贯穿, 满溢我全人,
flood my heart.
满溢在我的心中。
Do you know the chorus the little children sing? They do it with motions. Do you know running over? How many of you sang that when you were small? One of you, Sister Z sang it. Wow. Anybody else sing Running Over? Oh, I'm going to sing it. It's so simple. You know, some of these songs that we sing as little children, we should sing them when we're big people too. Because they teach us real good truths. This one goes like this. Running over, running over. My cup is full and running over. Since the Lord saved me, I'm as happy as can be. My cup is full and running over. Oh, dear Lord, would you fill my cup this morning?
Oh, 主啊, 请你今天早晨充满我这个气,
and would you cause there to be a run over? I'm so dry.
我这样的干旱,
I feel like I've been in a drought for years.
我觉得我好像在那个旱灾里多年,
but Lord, if I'm really yours,
但主啊, 我若真是你,
just fill me this morning.
我求你充满,
fill my cup, Lord.
充满我的气,
I lift it up, Lord.
主啊, 我把我的杯举起,
come and quench the thirsting of my soul.
Oh, 主啊, 来滋润我所有魂中的干渴,
that I might be all you want me to be, Jesus.
所以我能够成为你要我所成为的,
I think that song that we sang at the beginning, number 637, we could pray it again.
今天早晨我们唱的,
you have your books?
637.
praise thee, precious Savior, that thy love laid hold of me. Thou hast saved and cleansed and filled me, that I might thy channel be. Channels only, blessed Master, blood with all thy wondrous mouth. Flowing through us, thou transfuse us every day and every hour. Just a channel full of blessing to the thirsty hearts around, to tell of thy full salvation, all thy loving message round. Channels only, blessed Master, blood with all thy wondrous power, flowing through us and transfuse us every day and every hour. Empty that thou shouldest fill me, the clean vessel, all in thy hand, with the power God as thou givest, graciously with each command. Channels only, blessed Master, blood with all thy wondrous power, flowing through us, ebb and use us every day.
Sing that last verse, let me just ask you a question. That third stanza, it's a wonderful expression that we've sung to the Lord. Lord, I'm empty. Now I want you to fill me. Lord, these vessels, they're clean in your hands. And Lord, as you speak to me and you command me, I'm just going to do it graciously with your command. But Lord, I need verse 4. I need you to fill me now with your Spirit. I'm emptied. I'm available. I'm willing. Now fill me. Maybe that's your desire this morning. I don't know your hearts, but the Holy Spirit is here. And if you're sensitive to His voice, you might hear Him talk to you this morning. And maybe He's dealing with you about those things in your life that you need getting out of the way. But maybe in the second meeting this morning, you got them out of the way. And maybe now at the close of this third meeting, you'd say, Jesus, fill me. A fresh touch, Jesus. A fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit. I need you, Jesus. That fourth stanza is part of the prayer. And maybe you'd like to pray it right from your heart to Him as we sing. Now we still have a few minutes, just a few left in this morning's meeting. But maybe there'd be some one or two of you that would say, I'm going to come right here to the front. And I'm going to make this request. I'm going to take my fleece and bring it right here. And I'm not going to lay down, but I'm going to stand right before the Lord. And I'm going to expect and believe that as I do that, the dew of heaven is going to come down on my fleece. I'm going to leave here changed this morning. I'm going to be all wet when I leave.
Because I'm expecting Jesus by His Spirit to fall fresh on me. And it would be well for us to have faith for one another too, if there are others that come to stand here and give themselves and present their bodies to Him. Say, Lord, not me only, but Jesus, You just wet the whole bunch of us. There were 120 in that upper room, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. I don't know. 120 of us here, but wouldn't it be wonderful if the Lord filled every one of us with the Holy Ghost? So that our cup would be overflowing. And we'd be sanctified and made for His use. Oh, Jesus, I need You. Father, we need You this morning. We pray that You would open the heavens over us, Jesus, and cause Your Spirit to fall fresh on every heart, every life. Lord, let the dew of heaven bring us refreshing and show us Your glory, Lord. For Jesus' sake, let us come as we sing this last stanza. If you feel in your heart to, don't come just because somebody else does, but come if the Lord would have you present yourself before Him, and come expecting. Shall we sing that last stanza?
Jesus, fill now with Thy Spirit hearts that full surrender know, that the streams of living water from our inner man may flow. Channels only, blessed Master, but with all us every day and every hour. Channels only, blessed Master, but with all Thy wondrous power flowing through us, Thou canst use us every day.